It is Monday morning, and it is time to be positive. There's nobody any more positive out there than our man, Coach Josh Padoris. Coach Photos Positive Press, he's in here every Monday morning, and how you doing?
I'm doing much better now that I've seen your beautiful face,
McCarley. Oh, man, check's in the mail. It might bounce, but it's in the mail.
Yeah. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there like an old rusty fish hook.
There's nothing wrong with that. And how about this weather, too?
Love
it. Fall. You know, it's something so it's refreshing from summer. But yeah. One thing I want to talk about, McCarley, and you always got to be, you know, let's just say walking on eggshells when you discuss kinda politics.
Yeah.
When you discuss politics, and by no means are we ever going to, you know, discuss politics on here, but can we just touch on the beauty and the opportunity that we have here in the United States, you know, in the democracy that we're in?
It's your voice.
It is. We know, regardless of where your opinions are and where you fall on the aisle, is voting season is coming up. The presidential election is coming up here rather quickly here in a few months. Just the beautiful opportunity here in the United States to get out and simply vote.
Yeah, it's important because one of the things that I guess kind of gets under my skin worse than anything is to hear somebody complaining about the government or whatever, politics, politicians, and they never went to the poll. Now, you can voice your opinion, you can give your displeasure, but if you didn't go vote, you know, the best thing to do is say, well, you know, I skipped my ride, and I really don't have the right to say anything.
Yeah, I just, you know, this is one of the ones I wanted to do, just as a simple reminder of that powerful impact to vote. And ultimately, not only that, but the way we're set up in so many of these positions are elected positions, right, McCarley?
Mm-hmm.
So many times, if you want to see change, you can go be the change. You get the opportunity to be the change here in the United States. And I think that is so great because we take it for granted. And we just think that, to your point, we can just sit around and complain about things rather than try to go be the change in whatever it is you believe in. And that's, the beauty of what we get to do. You can believe in what you want to believe, but you can go vote, and you can get to serve and impact people. And I just think that is such a good thing, because not every country can do that, right? We know that. Not every country can do that. So it's something we don't need to take for granted, guys. Get out and go vote. Make an impact. Serve in the community. You know, whatever it is you believe in, you have the right here in the United States to go and you know, passionately follow that.
And let me explain something, too, about voting that a lot of people may not understand. Of course, you're voting for people in positions, but also our state government and our state legislature puts amendments on those ballots that are decisions about different topics, and I won't go into any. I'm just saying whether it's a tax cut or anything about abortion or whatever. You have the right to say yes or no on those amendments. It's not just about putting people in officials in office.
Yeah.
You have the right also. You don't even have to vote for anybody, and you can vote for all those amendments, and your voice is heard.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So it's not just about putting someone in office, but I'm going to tell you one day there's going to be an election, whether it's on the city level or the county level or maybe even president, whatever, where one vote is going to be the difference.
Yeah.
Somebody getting on and somebody getting off. And that person that didn't go vote, they're going to say, you know what? Wow.
That one.
I could have made the difference.
Every vote does matter.
Right.
And I often used to think that it didn't. And, you know, I had the beautiful, wonderful opportunity to teach United States government for several years. And just teaching that and learning the process of it and how everything worked, I quickly came to the realization, absolutely, every vote counts. So we all have the wonderful opportunity to go out and vote. And I want to give a shout-out, too, to someone local.
Yeah.
How about, and he's going to take the humble approach, but it's a really cool thing, is Mr. Jeff McGrady and his several members of his family go deliver the ballots after election season. So
absolutely,
you know, not only, again, they're doing what they believe in, and that's so wonderful that they not only you know, are great local community business people, but they choose to volunteer to serve and help with the votes and deliver them. It's it takes a village, and it's cool to see it.
Yeah, and I'm gonna mention someone else too that's dear friend of mine. But at all of our levels in the Coosa Valley, whether it be city council, mayors, whatever, we've had a lot of issues over the last several months with different things, and they take a lot of heat. Okay, and it affects their families, it affects their businesses. And sometimes they deserve a little heat, okay? Don't get me wrong, but one friend of mine he never seems rattled, and that's the mayor of Oak Grove, and that's Tony White, who helps us here. And I don't want to uplift him over anybody else, but I asked him one time, I said, "You have 5 council members. You all seem to get along." He said, "We're going to get along." He said, I take that approach. It's my obligation to lead the town of Oak Grove into a place where we all get along and we all do things for the betterment of the community." Right. If every one of our politicians was like that, it'd be different.
It would. It would be, man, wouldn't that be so refreshing? But to your point, Mr. Tony White is one of the greatest people around. And, well, yeah, so respect to him and what he's doing at Oak Grove.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, each and every week you come on here and you tell us to do something.
Guys, you got to go dominate your day.
Dominate your week. That's Coach Poto's Positive Press.